9. No, 10-9, sorry. As Valley View is going to inbound the balls, we got this finally set up here, and Orsby's going to take it to the hole, and Jayla's going to step up and try to draw the charge. They're going to say that she did not have her feet set as Orsby's shot was no good. They're going to say Jayla got the block call.
That's tough.
That's bad. She was
just
set.
Went flying in the lane. I mean, at worst, in my opinion, that's just a no call, and we keep playing.
It's going to put Orsby to the free throw line. The first one's going to be up and good, 49-42. Valley View leading the Lady Bombers here. We're going to see what type of grit these Lady Bombers have. Can they come back early in the season?
Nothing wrong with having that early. Of course, she'd love to win it. But, yeah, let's have a little fight here in the beginning and learn from it.
Yep, second shot rattles around and good as Lakin Anderson comes in for Addison Ferris for Mountain Home. Mountain Home trailing 8 here early in the fourth quarter, 7:49 left in this game, a game in which has been pretty much led throughout by Valley View. Yonkers is going to go one-on-one against Jett. Hit Moore on the corner. Anderson's going to drive around the corner, put the shot up, no good. Anna McCarron going to pull away with it, throw the ball up, try to get contact. No contact called as Valley View is going to come away with it. Orsby around the left side, up top to Seaman. Seaman's going to put a thumb in the air, call her offense up. Left to Fagan. Fagan's going to get it down to Wilbanks inside. She's going to throw it. It's going to be stolen by Lakin Anderson. Second turnover of the half for Valley View as Mount Holmes back with it quickly. Jayla going to step into a three. Is going to rattle around. No good. The ball's going to bounce into Wilbanks' hands as she pulls away the rebound for Valley View. Orsby back with it quick. Drives the lane. It is knocked away. Anna McCarron with the steal.
Yep.
Lake and Moore going to set the offense up for the Lady Bombers.
One of these
shots.
She's
going to take a high pick and pick. She's going to get the elbow. Put the shot up. No good. Seaman with the rebound for Valley View.
We just need one of these shots to fall. They're great looks. And,
6:44 left in this game. Mountain Home trailing 50-42.
Time to turn up the defense right here. There's no time left.
The teams look exhausted at this pace as the ball is going to hit Wilbanks at the top of the key. She's going to move her pivot foot about 4 times. No call. Ball's going to be up top to Jett. Jett's going to come in. She's going to meet Anna McCarron as Anna's standing there straight up. They're going to get a foul on Anna McCarron as Jett comes wildly in the lane here. But Anna is going to get a foul.
I guess they say she was still moving. We can get a turnover on this inbounds play.
We need something good to go the Lady Bombers' way for sure. Fagan's going to be set to inbound it. It's going to go inside to Orsby. Orsby's going to get it and go right back to Fagan. As she throws it in, steps down to the block for a wide-open layup.
That was a really good pass.
52-42. Lady Bombers are trailing as Mitchell brings it across the timeline, setting up the offense for the Lady Bombers. It was tipped.
That's not a good call.
That is not a good call. Seaman tipped the ball from Mitchell. The ball went backcourt. Mitchell went and got the ball. Yeah, the official down here is going over.
That's good.
No, I don't know if he corrected or not, if he's calling timeout.
Did he just call a timeout? Oh, he just called a timeout.
It is going to be a timeout, and we're going to take him with it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're back here in Wynn as Lady Bombers are trailing 52-42. It's going to be Valley View's ball after the egregious call.
Yeah.
The ball was tipped out of Brooklyn's hand. She let it go out of bounds, and they called a backcourt violation. And Seaman's going to trigger this inbound to Orsby. That's not the only thing going wrong.
Lady Bombers
shooting tonight is what's going wrong for the Lady Bombers. 6 minutes left in this game.
Got to let it go. Got to get a stop. We've said that over and over, but it's a must at this point.
Seaman going to go down low as the foul's going to be called down low. They're going to get Livy Fosness as she is battling with Fagan down low. And they're going to get Livy Fosness with the foul. And Valley View is going to inbound it under their own basket.
Her first foul. So keep being physical right now.
They've killed us on inbounds so far tonight. And they did it again as the ball's inside to Fagan. It is going to be blocked. It is going to be off of Fagan. Brooklyn Mitchell came over with a nice help, blocked the ball off of Fagan out of bounds, Mountain Home's ball.
Yeah, she crammed it basically right back down into her hand, and then it went out of bounds. That's a really good play.
That was a good call by the official, too. He was right there on top of it. Yonkers going to be up top with Jett. She's going to kick it to the right side to Mitchell. Mitchell going to go up top to Moore. Moore hits Yonkers on the left wing. Yonkers trying to dribble, and she is just getting attacked by Jett. Jett finally gets the foul called on her. Mountain Home's going to get the ball underneath. 52-45, 36 left in this game. Lady Bombers trailing here. Ball's going to be tossed inside to Libby Foster's up, and Wilbanks is going to come across and block the ball. Orsby's going to get the ball across half court. Turnover there, but I guess not a turnover, it was a blocked shot.
Great inbounds play. It was a pretty impressive play by that girl to get a hand on that ball.
Orsby takes it to the right side, kicks it up top to Jett. Jett down low to Fagan. Fagan's looking to try to hit Wilbanks down low, but no, kicks it back out to Orsby. Orsby at the top of the key takes the screen from Wilbanks. Orsby's going to come off, get double teamed. She throws it up top. Ball's going to be thrown all the way out to the half court line. Seaman runs it down. 3 seconds on the clock. Jett runs in, throws the runner up. No good as Libby Fossens comes away with a rebound for the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home needs to go quick. Lakin Anderson with it. Drives. Kick out to Jayla. Right wing. Three. Good.
Big time shot there by Jayla. Nice pass. Lakin Anderson kicking that out there.
Mountain Home bringing in the pressure now in the half court press. Ball's going to be thrown ahead over the head of Seaman. She's going to run it down in the left corner. She's going to put the shot up. No good. Air ball up, by the way. Anderson comes away with the rebound from Mountain Home. We're going quick. Anderson at the top of the key looks at Jayla. Why not stay hot on the right side? Three is up. No good. Libby Fossness battles for the rebound, tips it out to Moore, but Libby Fossness is getting held by Wilbanks. What a great call by the official. Fossness had a hand on it and tipped it out to Moore, but she was just getting bear hugged. Mountain Home looking to go quick now as we've cut this lead down to 7 with 4:22 left in the game.
Four fouls on Wilbanks there. Don't mind the shot there by Jayla. If she kicks that left, Mitchell is wide open, but Jayla just makes a three. Don't mind it one bit.
So. Well, we're going to have a timeout for Valley View. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're back here in Wynn, Arkansas. 4:22 left in the game as Lady Bombers trail 52-45. Just got a huge three by Jayla Yonkers. A big stop on the other end. Mountain Home will be inbounding this ball under our own basket, trying to cut this lead on down. Be inbounded to Moore in the corner. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds at that point. Mountain Home going to re-trigger the ball from the corner now.
Good hands there by Orsby.
Orsby's a great little player.
Yeah, she's a very good player.
It's going to be tough to get a set play here out of the corner. Mountain Home's going to try it up as they're going to throw the ball in. They're going to throw it out top to Moore. She's going to let it go in the backcourt and pick it up. 4:20 left in this game. Moore versus Orsby up top. Moore's going to dribble around, dribble handoff to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to get both feet in the paint. She's going to go up. The ball's going to be blocked out of bounds. Mountain Home's going to inbound the ball with 24 seconds left to shoot. 4:11 left in the game. Wilbanks couldn't believe it was their call. I kind of can't.
Well, if it wasn't a foul, it was not out on them.
So the ball is going to be into the McCarn. McCarn's going to go up with it. She is going to put the ball up, miss the block shot. It is going to be battled for and out of bounds off the Lady Bombers. Valley View's ball missed the big opportunity there to cut this game to 5.
Two looks at it.
Mountain Home in a full court press as it goes to Seaman in the middle. Seaman's going to take it. She's going to get away with a walk and throw it to the middle of the Fagan. Oh. They're going to get across the timeline here as Fagan's going to set up the offense for Valley View. She hands it off to Orsby right at the half-court circle. Fagan up top, over to the left to Tally. Tally up top to Wilbanks. Wilbanks to the right to Seaman. Seaman's got the ball poked away by Yonkers, but gets it back. She's going to throw up top to Orsby. Orsby almost loses the handle of it. She's going to drive left side, throw the ball up. Wild shot, no good. Jaylee Yonkers away with the rebound for Lady Bombers. Lady Bombers back quickly. Another chance to cut in this lead. Corner three by the right from Brooklyn. No good. Short. Wilbanks with the rebound and is fouled by Anna McCarn.
Oh, great fast break look. Wide open in the corner. Kind of story tonight.
3:21 left in this game. Mount Holmes had opportunities, just can't make the shot as the ball is going to be thrown into Tally. Tally going to dribble around the right side as she's going to lose the ball out of bounds and trip, but they're going to say that Lakin Anderson bumped her. That's why she lost the ball. It's going to be a foul on Lakin as Valley View is going to inbound the ball on the sideline here.
Yeah, a little hip check.
Actually, it's going to be two shots as Racy Tally is going to go to the free throw line here for Valley View. 3:17 left in this game. Lady Bombers lead, trailing 52-45 against Valley View Blazers. Tally's first free throw is up, and it is good. Tally calls time to tie her shoe at the free throw line. I know, just got to get some shots to fall.
Yeah, we need to miss make here. We need to push the ball up the floor quick. I'd like to see somebody attack the paint. Let's get a quick two.
Second free throw up. It is good. 54-45, Lady Bombers trailing Valley View here. 3:13 left in this game as Yonkers is going to bring it across the timeline. Get to the top of the key, try to set the offense. She's going to take Tally around the left side, up, and it is good. It is good, and Mount Home takes the quick timeout. Cut the lead back to 7, 54-47 with 3:03 left. They call a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Valley View inbounds here as Mountain Home has full court pressure as Orsby brings it around the right side. The coach is yelling for timeout. She trips and knocks the ball out of bounds, but they're going to say Lakin Anderson bumped her before all of that. Orsby's going to go to the free throw line, shooting two.
You know, the problem with that is she may have fouled her, but they waited. She fell to the floor and the ball goes out of bounds, and then they blow the whistle. So
Orsby at the line shooting two here as Mountain Home is in the over the bonus here on defense for fouls. First free throw is up. It rolls around. Is no good. Orsby looks a little hobbled there.
That's the first miss from the free throw line they've had tonight.
She's kind of stretching her calf there on the free throw line. Up for the second one. Mountain Home needs to block out right here. Get the ball and go quickly with 2:55 left in this game. Second free throw up. It is pure. It is good. Hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Mountain Home inbounds it here, trailing by 8, 2:53. See if we can cut into this lead. Mitchell going to hit Moore at the top of the key. Moore going to step back 3. It's going to be long, no good. Lakin Anderson going to pull it away, and it's going to be knocked away from her, and then it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be knocked away from her as Tally's going to get it. Jaylee Yonkers is going to get a jump ball there. Valley View is going to get the ball on the possession here as they throw the ball in from Seaman. Mountain Home has full court pressure. Seaman having a hard time finding somebody to get it into. Finally gets it to Fagan. Anderson brings it up, guarding her. Mitchell on Orsby around the left side. She's double teamed. Out top to Fagan. Fagan to Seaman in the right. 2:30 left. Mountain Home trailing by 8. Ball is going to go out to the right to Talon. It's going to be no good. Lakin Anderson going to pull away the rebound.
That was probably they did not want that shot. but we will certainly take it.
Lakin Anderson going to take it all the way. Missed the layup. It is going to be brought down. Anna McCarn on the offensive rebound. Lakin Anderson took it coast to coast, missed the free throw or missed the layup. Anna McCarn gets the rebound, gets fouled by Tally, and it sends Anna McCarn to the line with the clock stop here, looking to cut in this lead with 2:15 left in the game. McCarn's first free throw is up and good as Lakin Moore comes back in. She's coming in for Addison Ferris, who checked in earlier. Lead is 7 for Valley View. Anna McCarn can get this down to 6 with 2:15 left in the game.
Yep, need this one.
It's going to be no good, and Orsby's going to pull away the rebound. Orsby's got the rebound. Mountain Home just can't get over that hump to get within 7 as Orsby brings it across the timeline, hounded by Mitchell.
Good defense.
Orsby's going to take it all the way to the hole, go in for a layup. It is good. 9-point lead by Valley View, 57-48 with 1:58 left.
They pressured her for a while. She got one step on her and was able to go to the rack.
Yonkers is going to get the ball top of the key, and she's going to be fouled by Jett.
Final first hand check of the whole game, yeah. I think, just called right there.
Next foul will put Mountain Home to the free throw line, shooting 2 as Libby Fosnes checks in for Anna McCarn. Inbound it quick to Mitchell. Mountain Home has got to go quickly here, trailing by 9. Mitchell going to go around, kick it up to the top of the key to Moore. Moore high arcing 3. No good. Fosnes battling for it. Ball's going to end up in the hand of Fagan. Fagan's going to be driving around the left side as Lakin Anderson got her. They got her trapped. Fagan trying to get it through, and Valley View's going to call a timeout. They were 1 second away from a 10-second penalty. Coach for Valley View calls timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. So we're here back at Wynn. Lady Bombers trailing this opening game for Valley View, 57-48, 1:32 left in the game. Mountain Home's at home. We got to start fouling.
Yeah.
They got to try to extend this game, right?
Gotta extend the game. You got to try to steal possessions. First off, you go all out for a steal right here.
Ball comes in to Fagan. I think that's who. She's going to get a walk. They did. Yeah. Threw it into Fagan. Fagan got her feet going before her. She could able to dribble the ball as they throw it into her. Official right there on it. Mountain Home gets the gift. 1:30 left in this game. We got to take advantage of this and get a quick bucket.
That was step one.
Jayla up top working on Jett. Jett's going to get the screen. Jayla's going to go around the left side. She's going to go put the shot up. No good. Ball's going to be rebounded by Seaman, but the Lady Bombers have her trapped in the corner. Seaman's going to get it. She's going to get working on a 10. Working on a 10. It's going to be timeout by Valley View. 26 seconds left on the shot, 1 second away from a 10-second, and Valley View calls timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're here in Wynn as Mountain Home is trailing 57-48, 1:12 left in this game. Valley View set to inbound the ball on the far sideline. They have the full court to go. Mountain Home's got to extend this game on fouls here.
See if we can get another turnover on the inbounds.
And he's working on a 5 as the ball is thrown up to Fagan. She loses the ball, but she comes away with it. She drives across, gets it to half court. throws it into Orsby. Orsby dribbles it around. That's not who you want to foul. If she's been money, that's who you want to foul. Fowler right there, Lakin good. As we foul Fagan as she gets the ball, sending her to the free throw line. 1 minute exactly left in this game. Lady Bombers trailing by 9. Fagan gets 2 shots, and Arkansas now, as the rule is, you get 5 free throw or 5 fouls in the quarter. It goes to 2 shots. First free throw is up by Fagan and good.
We're pretty confident on that one.
Yep. 10-point lead with 1 minute to go for Valley View. Lady Bombers need a miracle and need it fast. Second free throw up. It is going to roll around to short. Yonker's going to get it. Go quick as she brings it across the timeline. Got to get a shot up. She's going to step back for 3. Shots away. It is good. It is good. Cutting the lead to 7. 58-51. Coach Leonard, the quick timeout. Quick timeout. We're going to keep it here so we don't miss anything. And see, this is going to be a full timeout. It is going to be a full. We're going to take a quick one with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. We're back here and winning this opening classic that the Lady Bombers are playing in. Lady Bombers trailing 58-51 after the huge three by Jayla Yonkers. 52 seconds left in this game. Valley View set to inbound the ball. Mountain Home has to extend this game on fouls. Valley View's been a little shaky on inbounds as they get it into Orsby this time. A quick foul by Lakin as Orsby just puts her head down, tries to run through her. Lakin kind of looked up like, really? But I think that's the best call because we're about to get the foul anyways, I think.
Oh, yeah.
2 seconds ticked off as sends Orsby to the line. She was 1 of 2 her last time at the line. We need her to go 0 for 2 this time.
Yeah. Third foul on Lakin there. I know she wasn't – I don't think that was an immediate attempt at a foul, but it's going to happen anyways.
Orsby's first free throw up is pure. Boy, she's got a good-looking shot. She's a good-looking player for Valley View.
She's a good one. Difference in this team right now.
I agree. Orsby's second shot is up. It is long. Addison Ferris with the rebound. Quick to Yonkers. Yonkers going across timeline. 48 seconds left. Got to go one-on-one here. She's going to pull out to Moore. Moore's going to fake the three. Drive to the middle of the paint. Put the ball up. It is going to rattle around. No good. Orsby's going to come away with the rebound, and she's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be in the hands of Fagan. She can't dribble again. That's a double dribble. That's a double dribble. Sorry, that was a double dribble.
I thought that's what they called.
I did too. You should have.
They called a foul.
She picked up the ball, dribbled, picked it up again, and started dribbling again.
That was blatant. She took 2 or 3 dribbles and was in trouble. And, wow, she just took off dribbling again.
It's going to put Fagan at the line as they're going to call the foul. 32 seconds left in this game. First free throw up and good.
I didn't even see who they gave the foul to, Brad.
Didn't either.
Oh. I can't believe that.
She took off and took 2 dribbles and picked it up and then dribbled again. We fouled her.
We teach our fourth grade girls not to do that, man.
Fagan's free throw, second one up and good. 10-point lead here with 32 seconds left. Ball's going to get rolled in bounds as Jayla's going to pick it up at the half court line. She's going to go against Jet. Step back. Take the long three. It's going to be no good. Livy Fawcett's going to come away with a rebound. Kick it back out to Yonkers. Yonkers' second three is up and good. Cutting the lead to 7 here. Mountain Home's going to call another timeout with 19 seconds left. We're still fighting to the end here. We're going to take a quick one with them as you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're back here with women, 19 seconds left. Lady Bombers trailing 61-54 against the Valley View Blazers. Kind of a good opening, eye-opening first game for the Lady Bombers here.
Man, I know right now we're not on the right side of it. This is exactly what you want in an opening game.
Valley View's going to throw the ball inside to Fagan. Fagan's going to get it back. They're going to get it to Jett. Jett's going to get fouled immediately with 16 seconds left. That's going to be on Brooklyn Mitchell, sending Jett to the free throw line. Jett's first free throw is up, and it is good. Man, Valley View has just been money tonight on the free throw line.
Shot very well from the line.
They're a really good team.
Yeah.
Really good team, this Valley View Blazers. Another team we'll probably see in state tournament. We'll look a little different as we'll be fully healthy at that point in time as well. Sarah Williams out, Witten out for as Jett makes both free throws. Ball quickly inbounded to Yonkers. Yonkers drives, steps back for the three. Shot is up. Shot is good. 10 seconds left. Orsby's going to throw it in. Jett's going to be fouled by Yonkers as we cut this lead down to 6 with 5 seconds left. Jett's going to go to the free throw line. It's 22 on the night for Jayla.
She's made her last 4 3-pointers. Just we get any of that in the rest of the game, you know.
First free throw up by Jett is good.
Different ball game, man.
64-57 with 5.6 seconds. So the Lady Bombers are going to fall, it looks like, in this opening game to the Valley View Blazers as the second free throw is up and no good. Yonkers with the rebound. Yonkers is going to heave it from half court. It's going to be off the backboard. No good, and that's the way this game is going to end. The Valley View Lady Blazers are going to beat the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 64-57 here in this Wynn Classic. Whew, tough night.
Hey, it's a tough battle. I know Leonard won't be happy about this, but in the end, we didn't shoot well, and we were still fouling at the end trying to get back in it. So better nights will be had.
Better nights will be had. That's exactly right. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back for the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine post-game show, Keeping Your Life in Motion. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. And we're back here in Wynn as the Lady Bombers fall to the Valley View Lady Blazers.